It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Hey, it is good to be back. I was away yesterday, in case you noticed. I was out for one day. All right. I had to have a colonoscopy. And when they tell you that, you're like, all right, I want to get this over with as quick as I can. Now, fortunately, the prep isn't what it was 10 years ago when I had my first colonoscopy. That's when you were drinking gallons of this yucky stuff that you could barely keep down. And halfway through, you're thinking, is this a colonoscopy or an endoscopy? Are they trying to clean me out from the bottom down or from the top up? Because you think any minute now you're going to heave your guts up of all this stuff you've been drinking all over the place. This was a lot more gentle. We started with just regular laxative, and then you worked your way up to how much you were taking. And then if that didn't clean you out like it was supposed to, you went to this stuff. I don't know if you ever did this as a kid. Mom's making grape juice, right? And she gets the Welch's grape juice concentrate. And she's got to leave it out so it'll thaw. And it looks irresistibly to you like a snow cone or some sort of, and so you get a spoon and you decide, I'm going to see what that tastes like without all the water. And you taste it, and it's this strong, sour grape taste. And there's no hiding it from mom because it dyes your tongue purple for what seems to be 6 to 8 weeks. Well, that's what this stuff tasted like. And you know, when I say stuff, I don't mean stuff. So anyway, I'm parked on the John for 6 or 8 times. You know, I noticed all the storm coming through Monday night, Sunday night into Monday. I witnessed the whole thing because I was up all night. I was up all night refunding, okay? And getting rid of all of this nasty stuff I drank. And then you can't eat anything, and which makes I get hangry. I might be mildly hypoglycemic, because when I get hungry, I'm just, get out of my way. I need food now. So I have to, all morning, I have to resist getting cranky with a lovely wife. Do you need this? I can get you this. I don't want anything but a cheeseburger and a big one. And I want it to be drooping with cheese. And I want it to be so disgusting I can barely hold it in my hands. No. But I don't do that. I have to resist the urge. I want a pizza. A whole pizza. And I want to roll it up like a burrito and stuff it down my gullet without chewing. I have to resist the urge to do that when I get hungry. So I was a good boy, and lovely wife brought me into the outpatient center where I was supposed to have my colonoscopy, and I go through the whole routine. And, you know, those folks who work in there see this all the time. There's nothing that they have not seen. And so I know there's no way I'm going to make them giggle at something really silly. So, you know, I try to hit them with the subtleties, like, I'll be your anesthesiologist today, Lee. I'm Dr. Ziegerfuss. How are you today? I'm fine, Dr. Ziegerfuss. I'm Lee Matthews, and I'll be your patient today. Is there anything I can get you? Well, you could just be a good patient. And then the doctor walked in. How do you do, Mr. Matthews? I'm Dr. Roberts, and I'm going to be your... Well, how do you do, Dr. Roberts? You know, when I was a kid, I think the doctor who birthed me was named Dr. Roberts. He laughed. He said, how would you know that? I seem to remember him saying, so, and I came out, hi, I'm Dr. Roberts. Is there anything I can do for you? So they laughed at that. They got me all fixed up, and they were rolling me into the little operating room, and there was an orderly in there, and he's the guy who gets you all ready to go. Come on in, Helen. We're going to have a good old time. I said, I can tell. And I said, by the way, my ass is at your command, because this was a colonoscopy. And he just started laughing. And he couldn't stop laughing. If he could just roll over to the side for me. Is it up? Is the air conditioning too much for you? That was a funny one. My ass, is that Joker, man? That is funny because you know it is, and we're going to treat it well. I said, yes, thank you. Thank you. Now, how about that propofol you guys talk so much about? And yeah, I'm the anesthesiologist voice I heard over my head. Oh, yes, we're going to be administering that about now, Mr. Matthews. Okay, thank you. That's the old Michael Jackson milk, isn't it? Because propofol is the anesthetic they use. I think it was propofol. And I think that was what Michael Jackson used to use as a sleep aid. Okay, a major narcotic anesthetic. You have to have a doctor administer it because if you take too much, you die. Which we all know now what happened to Michael Jackson. His propofol worked a little too good. So I was out about 20 minutes. They said as I woke up, I was saying, Pepe, Pepe, ¿dónde está Pepe? And I said, I don't remember saying that, but, oh, that was the question right before they put me under. They said, "Is it? Do you have any questions before we begin?" I said, yes, I've read that I'll wake up with the ability to speak and understand a foreign language. And they laughed again, and no. So I think subconsciously I was trying to freak them out. I don't know whether I did or not. He said he could speak before Pepe, Pepe, don't just stop Pepe, I don't know. So anyway, the colonoscopy came back clean and pink and healthy. And if you don't believe me, I've got pictures I could post on the website. But so far, the boss says, nah, not a good idea. So if you don't want to see what a clean butt looks like, you don't want to see those pictures. So I'm not going to post those pictures. Anyway, that's where I was. Everything's fine. I don't have to go back for 10 years. And I told the wife as we were driving away, I don't have to go back for 10 years, but for all the trouble I had to go through to get that done, in 10 years, I may be of the mind, yeah, never mind, I'll pass. That's just not worth it. All right, you didn't find anything 20 years ago. You didn't find anything 10 years ago. Whatever you find this time, I'll just keep. How about that? 5608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. One analyst says some things about Gettner Drummond's governorship. What are they? I'll get into it. They're calling that storm that came through Monday night into Tuesday derecho. Why should be worried about derecho? Properly, it would be el derecho, but okay. Because now I can learn and now I can speak and understand a foreign language because I've been under anesthesia. Will the new unelected sheriff of Cleveland County be better than the one they did vote for? We will see on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. All right, if I haven't grossed you out with my colonoscopy story, you are first up, and what is your name?
Lee, it's Dennis, your veteran friend.
Hi, Dennis, good to hear from you. Have you had your colonoscopy?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Did you get the messages I sent you on Facebook?
When did you send them? That's the question. Because I was in La La Land most of the day.
So. Yeah, I sent it to you yesterday.
Okay. Well, instead of me selfishly saying yes or no, why don't we share with the audience what you're talking about?
Oh, I sent you two pictures of a lower ring in Kingfisher, and then of a tornado that they said didn't happen in Okarchi.
Oh, yes, yes. I was looking at that, and I was looking at all the other things that happened, and now we're saying it's not a tornado, it's el derecho.
Yeah, inland hurricane.
Oh, wait, here's what we need. We need this when we say el derecho. There we go.
Hey, next time you go to one of those, you need to put two eyes, one on each cheek, and then a smile where it breaks in half.
Oh, down below, you mean?
Yeah, on your buttocks.
Yeah.
That'll catch them off guard.
Well, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to have to shave, okay?
they got it now to where there's a blood test that you can do for that.
Where have they been? 10 years ago, they said, another 10 years, you won't have to have this. You can just have some scan done. Hey, that'd be great. And nope, here we are. Still where we're, the old tube up the pooper shooter.
Yeah, wazoo.
The wazoo, yes.
Yeah. But I had to, they gave me a colon guard test last time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was fun.
You know, they should do that to me because I'm low risk, and now they know I'm, I don't even have a polyp, which is very lucky. A lot of times people my age have had at least one polyp or a small benign polyp, but I'm as clean as they come. I don't know. I've done some clean living. Ate a lot of corn.
Just because it's over.
Yeah, I'm very glad it's over. You ought to be, yeah. You better believe it. I got in that car and told my lovely wife, if you don't get me to a restaurant, any restaurant, in the next 10 seconds, I swear to God, I'm going to start eating your car piece by piece.
You should have checked to see if Arby's had like a 4-for-10 deal.
She brought me to Cracker Barrel. And,
oh, that's even better.
And they came with the menu, and she said, what do you have? And I said, I'll have this. And I handed the menu back to her. She said, I don't understand. I want one of everything you got on the menu. And the lovely wife, no, don't listen to him. He wants chicken fried steak. And blah, blah, she ordered for me. So,
yeah, there's a – hopefully maybe one of our listeners that's out there. I went to Cracker Barrel here in – where was it? It was on the – oh, over by the amusement park. What is it called?
Oh, yeah, over on 35. Yeah.
Yeah, I went to that one, and see, I was thinking I was going to have to pay for my dinner, and I had my wife's uncle and my wife there. Somebody bought me my dinner and their dinner.
Ah, I'll be there.
Sometimes it pays to wear that veteran hat.
It does.
Not that I was looking for it, but it caught me off guard. And they left before I could actually thank them.
My good friend who helps me out with Firearms Friday, David the Marine.
Let me see your war face. You got a war face?
He's got a Marine cap that he wears subconsciously. I don't even know he's got it on when he has it on half the time. And I brought him to lunch over there once. And they didn't buy him the meal, but he had two or three people come up and thank him for his service.
Yeah.
And then I looked down at him and I said, stick with me, kid. I'll make you a star.
How do you make money on the radio?
Yeah.
That's my son. Wants to know how you make money on the radio.
Oh, how do I make money on the radio? I don't.
Oh yeah, they pay him.
Yes, they pay me.
And
when
what is it in? Cookies?
Usually it's in restaurant trade. No. They pay me in cash, and they also pay me for all the advertisers that I endorse.
Do you have to go to school to like talk like you?
No.
I don't know.
No, anyway, you need to have a good speaking voice, and you need to, but most of all, and this is what people don't understand, is you have to be able to think on your feet, and you have to have quick reflexes, because you have to be able to react to what people are bringing you and talking to you. So I encourage people, if they want to get into this business, A, don't. B, if you're going to college, do theater or something like that. C, do some stand-up comedy. That'll get you ready to be on the radio.
Well, can you not do stand-up radio?
Well, that's kind of what you're doing each and every day. That's my point.
But
thank you for thinking that I'm funny. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Lee, I'm going to let you go. Have a good one.
Wait a minute, Lee. You're not funny. What do you mean you got to be a comedian? All right, thanks. 405-608-437. Never let a kid on the air with you. They steal the show. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Yeah, I had my colonoscopy. If you had yours, I encourage it. Go get it. Colon cancer was one of the number one killers of adults above the age of 25. The ages are now getting lower. Why? Because we're not scanning until you get to your 50s. One analyst had some things to say about Gettner Drummond's governorship. I got that coming up next on Freedom 96.9. Just goes to show what time can do. They used to be some of the biggest competitors in corporate America. Lewis Chevrolet and the founder of Dodge, John Francis Dodge. And now they're basically working together, at least when it comes to El Reno. I'm Lee Matthews. That's where Frontier Auto Group comes in, because Dodge and all the Dodge products that go therein, and Chevrolet and all the Chevrolet products that go therein, are all together in one dealership in one small town in El Reno. Coincidentally, on Route 66, one of the very first super highways in the United States for these super vehicles, and they still are super. And what's even more super is their service. If you've got a check engine light, low tire pressure, weak battery, AC could be not getting the job done, they'll check it for you absolutely free, just like they've always done. Just like they will always do. Of course, it used to be a look under the hood. They don't have to do that anymore because of computers. But that's just another one of the ways that Frontier Auto Group has evolved with the times and are here to serve you. Frontier Auto Group, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, the website.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils, everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery. Just add the sun.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, Tractor Bob's has a sizzling summer deal for you. Yanmar SA 425 tractor package includes tractor with loader, box blade, brush hog, and trailer. $27,499 or $300 per month. 10-year powertrain warranty and best price guarantee. Only at Tractor Bob's. I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, Freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
They were banking on $120, $130 a barrel. They were actively rooting for that type of financial catastrophe heading into the midterms so you'd hold it against President Trump and ultimately vote for them. That's been the Democrats' sell all along. That's all they do is go, we're not Trump. That is the good news. Today's one of those days where the good news for the Democrats is they're not Trump. The bad news is they're not Trump.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Who knew that the solution to transatlantic relations was barbecue and free refills? Just wait until we start taking them to gun ranges.
Nah. Nick Freitas is completely correct. If they're jumping for joy as tourists in the United States and soccer fans from Europe over our barbecue and our free refills, just wait until you see them down at H&H Shooting Sports. Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Mark in Lincoln County, did you get some bad weather the other day?
Well, it came through. It missed me, but, I mean, we got quite a bit of rain this afternoon.
Yeah,
but
saw that.
My downfall was I was up there one of the tribal facilities trying to get the money before Ratty got it.
Did you?
No, not today.
Okay. Yeah, the slots weren't too loose because Rowdy had already been there probably.
Well, the power went out, and it kind of haywired the machine. So anyway, you talking about getting Roto-Rooter?
Yeah.
Whenever I turned 40, company made me have to go do that stuff. And then I found out they got this thing they call a PSA.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But the bad thing is they found a polyp. So have you ever had to go up there and stand in that little machine and they make you drink that barium? so they can scan your body?
No, I haven't had that done, but I've heard before. I've heard that you drink it, and then I've also heard that they used. I don't think they do this anymore. They used to make an enema, and you had to hold it in, and you had to learn that it when you think you're finished, you're not.
Well, there you go. I was not educated on that part.
Yeah.
I had to starve myself. Once I got it done, my dumb ass, like you said, went to Arby's and got two big roast beefs.
Yeah.
Thank God my in-laws only lived about 2 miles away, because once that bam met the roast beef,
There was roast beef and barium sauce all over the place.
If you know anything about barium, it's a white, chalky-looking liquid.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just give you a heads up. You're lucky. If anybody says they want you to do an endoscope or whatever they call that crap, run.
Thank you, Mark. I've had the endoscope and the colonoscopy at the same time. I thought I might be getting an ulcer, and that's what they were checking. Turns out, no, I just have acid reflux. And so they put me on what the prescription is, omeprazole. It's basically prescription Pepcid. So the more, and that's the other thing. When they discover these things and they give you prescriptions for it, it isn't just just go do this and you'll be fine. They've really figured out that if you relieve the symptoms of long-term heartburn, you will relieve certain cancers like stomach cancer, and the same with colon cancer. And there's still pancreatic is still the scary one, but if you take care of these other cancers, you lower your risk for that. So there's all that to consider, too. So I am a big believer in prevention. Go get your colonoscopy. Again, it used to be 50. I think they're bringing that down to 40 because we're getting younger people who are getting diagnosed with colon cancer. Why is that? Some people think it's the food you ate as a teenager, not what you're eating now. Some people think it's the more processed foods that we have now, something I never have really ate a lot of because I've always cooked my own food. I'd rather cook my own beef stroganoff than buy a processed thing of beef stroganoff, that kind of thing. So I'd much rather cook my own spaghetti sauce than have one out of a jar. I've always been that guy, okay? I also am lucky enough to not have any cancers on either side of the family. I have lupus in the family, but not cancer. And lupus would have shown up by now, if at all. Anyway, so that's where I was yesterday. The analyst that says Gettner Drummond would be a disaster. I don't think Gettner Drummond would be a disaster, but this same analyst has a lot of reasons why you should question voting for Gettner Drummond. These are not my words. These are the words of an analyst out of Washington, D.C. So if you're the type to say, well, that's Washington, D.C., I don't care what they say up there, I'm still voting the way I want to vote, that's fine. That's fine. It's food for thought, which is why you listen to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews with The Drive, 405-608-4377.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Senator Ruben Gallego is defending campaign-funded travel and child care expenses. He says the spending followed federal rules and supported fundraising efforts. No unlawful activity has been alleged. A conservative media watchdog is urging the FCC to deny ABC's request to classify The View as a bona fide news interview program. The group argues the show operates as a partisan political platform, while ABC says it qualifies for long-standing news program exemptions. The FCC is currently reviewing the matter. Coca-Cola is taking a long-running tax dispute with the IRS to a federal appeals court. The case involves how profits from overseas operations were reported between 2007 and 2009. The company has already paid $6 billion following an earlier ruling and could face an additional $14 billion if the appeal is unsuccessful. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. Sexual abuse is more common than most people realize, and it can happen anywhere, in homes, schools, workplaces, and even places of worship. If you or someone you love have been affected, here's what you need to know. First, it is never the victim's fault, ever. Second, you have legal rights. Survivors can hold abusers and the institutions that protected them accountable, sometimes even years after the abuse occurred. And third, time matters. Statute of limitations vary, so the sooner you speak with an attorney, the better your chances of pursuing justice. At McIntyre Law, we stand with survivors. We fight to make sure those responsible are held accountable, and we handle every case with the care and confidentiality you deserve. If you have questions or need guidance at all, call us. The consultation is free and the conversation is completely confidential because no one should suffer in silence and no abuser should go unchecked.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Governor Kevin Stitt has expanded Oklahoma's disaster declaration following the powerful derecho that swept across the state overnight. Multiple counties have been added to the emergency order, joining six other counties already included. The declaration allows state agencies to provide resources as damage assessments continue. Governor Stitt is encouraging residents to report storm damage through the state's online reporting system. In the meantime, the National Weather Service has confirmed at least three tornadoes associated with the overnight storm that brought destructive winds and widespread power outages. An EF1 tornado with winds of up to 90 miles an hour struck near Hera, while another EF1 was confirmed near Wetumpka. Survey teams are still evaluating damage near El Reno, where a tornado damaged homes, power lines, and utility poles. The storm also produced a wind gust of 102 miles an hour near Hinton. Tulsa police are investigating after two women were stabbed during an overcrowded party late Friday near Newton and North Utica Avenue. Officers found a 22-year-old woman suffering from a chest wound, while a second victim later arrived at a hospital with stab wounds to her torso and arm. Investigators believe the stabbing stemmed from an altercation with a suspect who left before officers arrived. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You've worked hard, paid your dues, done things the right way. Now it's time to make sure your Medicare insurance plan works just as hard for you. Health 65 in Edmond can help you cut through the confusion and find a Medicare insurance plan that fits your needs without the hassle. Whether you're turning 65, retiring, or just need help reviewing your options, Health 65 is here to help you make a confident choice. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call me today or visit health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the Federal Medicare program.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day, or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000, or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Did they know that when they named that storm system that came through the other day, derecho, that's Spanish for to the right? Something tells me they didn't, but I'll explain coming up as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions. This evening, with cloudy and humid weather, there will be a couple of showers and the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm, which could bring flooding downpours, hail, and damaging wind gusts. The low will be 69. Tomorrow morning, there is a chance of a thunderstorm, with the rest of the day remaining cloudy and humid. The high will reach 85. Tomorrow night, anticipate breezy conditions in the evening, followed by partly cloudy and humid weather with the chance of a strong thunderstorm bringing hail and damaging winds. The low will be 72. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
I don't care, how's it gonna be?
You have
people that hate Donald Trump so much that they would go out and destroy our national monuments, vandalize Lincoln Memorial, vandalize the grass. That's how broken-brained they are.
And that is Scott Jennings telling it like it is on the vandalism in D.C. Got more on that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Lee Matthews back from a colonoscopy, which was clean and green. So glad to report that. Have yours if you haven't had yours. One analyst says Gettner Drummond is not the choice for governor. Here's just part of Drummond's resume. In 2020, he gave $1,000 to Joseph Biden's campaign to defeat Donald Trump. When the media exposed this gift, Drummond claimed it was all a mistake and that he had not made the contribution himself. He said his wife had. Oklahoma News source Batesline reports Drummond has a long-established history of donating money to Democrats. 2004, he gave $1,000 to Brad Carson's unsuccessful effort to unseat Republican Senator Tom Coburn. That same year, he gave $2,500 to Dan Boren's campaign to defeat the Republican for U.S. House. Public records show that Drummond has made four-figure donations to help other liberal Democrats in their unsuccessful campaigns to defeat conservative Republicans like Jim Bridenstine, Jim Inhofe. As well, he's made no attempt to pin all of these on his wife, but the day and the periods are young. In 2023, Drummond, as Oklahoma's Attorney General, partnered with extreme left-wing organizations such as the American Civil Liberties Union and Freedom From Religion Foundation to deprive Oklahomans of their right to select a state-approved Catholic charter school. Unfortunately, on that one, Drummond is actually correct because the state constitution does say that you cannot do that, but we need to change that. And I think the U.S. Constitution trumps the state constitution. Finally, Drummond in 2018 supported Chris Brecht for Oklahoma's Judicial District 14. Brecht is an attorney who obtained first gender non-binary birth certificate ever issued in Oklahoma. His legal priorities included attempts to defeat Oklahoma's SB 1140, the bill that protects the rights of Christian adoption agencies to place children in homes that share their religious values. So, according to this analyst from the Washington Times, Everett Piper, think twice about voting for Gettner Drummond. Your thoughts on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 608-4377. It's Lee Matthews. Is this Paul in, where are you, Paul, in, if anywhere?
It's actually Ron in Oklahoma City.
Ron in OKC. Thank you for hanging on, Ron.
Doing all right. You know, it's interesting that you bring up Gettner Drummond after talking about a colonoscopy. But
yep. Yeah. Yeah.
I just was thinking about, you know, you start talking about the colonoscopy and, you know, it reminded me of the movie Ghost Town with Ricky Gervais. And if you've never seen the movie, the first 5 to 10 minutes of the movie is talking about the backstory of his character dies on the table during a colonoscopy.
He goes in for a colonoscopy. He dies on the table. When he's resurrected, he can see ghosts. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, they spend a lot of time on the prep. Yes, they do. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
He described it as a terrorist attack.
Yes. an upside down volcano. Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Now, I didn't have to drink as much fluid as he did. He was back when you had all that yucky stuff. It's a little better than it used to be, but the upside down volcano is still there.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So, did you hear about any of the Supreme Court cases today?
Yeah. I heard about, let's see, where are they? I was going to get into them a little later on, but let's go ahead and talk about a couple of them because I got time. And the disappointing thing is that none of them are the real big juicy ones. All right, there was the court decision that gave border agents broader parole over certain lawful permanent residents, green card holders. Okay, fair enough. The ruling that blocked a Rastafarian man from suing individual prison guards for monetary damages after they forcibly shaved his head in violation of his religious beliefs.
He couldn't actually file that legally according to the Supreme Court because the guards were not a government entity. They were actually just employees, and they had no say in what they could do. So they couldn't. He could probably sue the jail, but couldn't sue the individual.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. They can take away. They can't take away your cross or your Bible, or your Star of David or whatever it is. If you're an Islamist, they can't take that away because that's your religious beliefs. But if you are a Sikh Hindu, they were not going to let you have that dagger in jail. Sorry, and I got to have
right.
it. So,
yeah.
All right. Let's see what else. The ExxonMobil Corporation, the Cuban government-owned companies cannot use foreign sovereignty immunity to block Exxon's lawsuit over assets confiscated by Fidel Castro. So that's good. Two more. Cisco and its executives are not liable for enabling a Chinese government's persecution of religious practitioners by providing surveillance technology.
I was confused about that one. I just don't really understand it. Maybe I just don't know enough about it, but, you know, Cisco, what did they do?
It says they enabled the Chinese government's persecution of religious practitioners by providing surveillance technology to the Chinese. So they're saying that Cisco is not liable for giving the Chinese executives that.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
They didn't persecute them in the United States. If they persecuted them in the United States, that'd be a different thing. I think they persecuted Chinese nationals using data from Cisco. Yeah, so. Let's see here. The court addressed property rights in Michigan concerning excessive real estate property tax foreclosures and the seizures of surplus proceeds.
Okay, that's the one that I was kind of curious about. But, you know, how does that look compared to what we're doing in Oklahoma? I mean,
yeah.
You know, does this ruling actually help us in Oklahoma moving forward with trying to eliminate property tax? Is that the way I understood it?
I think what it is saying is that the state of Michigan cannot target people who have high taxed property to try to get them to foreclose so that they can get the property.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They could probably use eminent domain all they wanted, but they're not going to be able to use the property taxes. Oh, your property taxes are $1 gazillion. We're going to make it $2 gazillion, and if you can't pay, we're going to foreclose on your property. Well, they can't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I take it to mean, but I'm not a lawyer.
I was disappointed that they didn't do the big ones, but
they will, and it'll be, I promise you, Now, I don't know if they're taking all next week off because of the 4th. The 4th falls on a Friday. I mean, 4th falls on a Saturday. I promise you they're going to release it on Wednesday or Thursday. Promise.
Their options are Thursday and Tuesday. Thursday of this week and Tuesday of next week.
Probably Tuesday of next week because that's when they're all going to go away. And that also tells me that they are worried that there's going to be pushback from some of the decisions. Now, here are some of the decisions we're worried about. Well, I don't know if we're worried about them, but I'm interested in particular in the birthright citizenship argument.
Yeah.
And some of the restrictions on presidential power.
Yeah.
Can Trump fire people in some of these agencies at will? I think he can.
Yeah. And also the Fed. They have the authority to fire the dude from the Fed.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And I do not believe you have birthright citizenship if someone just hitchhiked across the border to give birth in the United States. If you're here pursuing citizenship, then that's a different matter.
Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah.
Because the interpretation is different. You know, it was actually put in place to, you know, give slaves
yes.
birthright citizenship.
And their children.
Their children.
Yeah. So let's say you are 10 years old in 1865 when this thing kicks in, and your mom and dad are 30 and 40 years old. Okay, well, the 14th Amendment gives them citizenship and you citizenship because you are subject to the jurisdiction thereof.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I got.
All right. Glad I could answer some of your questions, Ron, on Freedom 96.9, and I'm glad my story about my medical procedure provided you with a chuckle. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. They're calling that storm El Derecho. This was the line of severe storms that came through with strong winds, rain, and possible tornadoes Monday early morning. According to to NOAA, derechos are fast-moving thunderstorms with destructive winds. Officials say derechos can have winds as strong as some hurricanes, this one did, and tornadoes, and can move in a straight line rather than a spinning motion. To be classified as a derecho, several key factors have to be met. At least 5 significant severe wind gusts reaching over 70 miles an hour. At least 250-mile path in the length of severe wind reports, an unbroken or semi-broken line of storms that produce damage. Derechos form when the wet air of a thunderstorm meets the drier air surrounding it and begins to evaporate. As it evaporates, it cools the air around and the cooler air rapidly sinks, causing a downburst. These downbursts then suck more dry air into the storm, making stronger downbursts or clusters of downbursts. Derechos happens when downbursts occur over a wide area. Derechos are most common here, but they're still also fairly rare. Oh, yeah, we had one last year. No, 2 years ago in eastern Oklahoma. During Monday's storm, the biggest wind gust was recorded in Hinton, with the wind topping out at 102 miles an hour. Also, in case you didn't know, derecho means to the right. So, as opposed to a la izquierda, which means to the left. So, usually when you're looking at these things on a map, they're moving from left to right. I gather that's why they're called derechos, to the right. Although, I don't know anybody in the National Weather Service who can maybe verify that for me. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. More misreporting of school choice income tax credit. We got that coming up. And your calls to Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Also, a little later in the program, I am going to have Julie Drum on. She is with the upcoming Liberty Fest, which is going to be having their concert in the park, the annual concert in the park, on Thursday at 7:30. That'll be at the UCO's, on the lawn of the theater building at UCO. And that is just one of the many events that are going on with the 250 years of celebration of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Celebrate the largest 4th of July festivals in the country with events like the concert in the park, rodeo, Liberty, the Liberty Sprint, the car show, Liberty Fest Parade, and then the Grand Fireworks Show, which, by the way, is back on the grounds of UCO. Find out more at freedom969.com. I'll be there hosting the parade in person. Hope to see you, too, and it's going to be the biggest parade they've had yet. All part of Liberty Fest 2026 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. If you're like me, you know you. You know your body. You've been living in it for a long time, and when something is going wrong or is not usual, you know it. And that's why when you want to get that taken care of, you don't want to have to put up with the government bureaucracy. You want to get it fixed as soon as possible. That's where Medicare comes in. And to make sure you get everything you got coming to you is where Well-Preserved Advisory Group comes in. I'm Lee Matthews, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. If you're born in 1961, you're like me. You're starting to get aches and pains. And doctors, I don't know, could be a hangnail, could be cancer. Well, Medicare is for you. And if you're not signed up properly, then you will face all kinds of outcomes of all kinds of bureaucracy. Let the team at Well-Preserved put together a plan that'll work together for you. Again, call the team at Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. You're getting a lot of calls and phone voicemails and texts. Don't answer them. Just call 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
The New Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from Fly By Night Roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Oklahoma, safety starts with you.
If you see something, say something with the free and anonymous Protect OK app. Whether it's a threat to one of our schools, a public safety concern, or a disturbing post on social media, your tip can help prevent crime and keep our schools and communities safe.
Download Protect OK today, because protecting Oklahoma is everyone's responsibility. Available free on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Funded by the Oklahoma Office of Homeland Security.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, have you seen the new Yanmar Zero Turn? How about the Altos track machine or the Bad Boy mower lineup? All packed with power and performance. Let Tractor Bob's help take your lawn care to the next level. Free lifetime powertrain warranty for the month of June. Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio. Freedom's First News.
Hey, everybody, it's Aaron Brillback, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback. Coming up on your hump day Wednesday, Liberty Fest is underway. We'll talk with organizers about what you can expect, plus all the news you missed while you were sleeping, your calls and comments, and your dad joke of the day. It all happens on Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
When Obama was president, you remember, Laura, there was no difference between Republicans and Democrats as far as expressed love of the United States. For a brief moment, they equated Obama with America, and therefore they liked dash America Obama. But the Republicans didn't really matter who was president. They always had a transcendent love of America, regardless of which president was in. That wasn't true of the Democrats.
And Victor Davis Hanson was right when he was on the Laura Ingraham show yesterday on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. It's like the Democrats can only love America when their guy is president. Huh. You don't see that with conservatives. You don't see that with Republicans. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Chuck and Fort Smith, thank you for hanging on.
Yeah, Lee, I'm just going through it. I actually started out in Hot Springs this morning, had to run up Little Rock.
Beautiful.
Finished up there, now I'm headed home. But what I want to comment on, derecho can also be straight. So your derecho, go straight. And that's, I think, what they're referencing in there.
Oh, okay, because of the straight line winds.
That is correct.
Ah, yes. Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. Usually I learned it from a la derecha or a la izquierda, to the left or to the right. So,
yeah, that's what you hear most commonly, but being raised in Puerto Rico, and my wife's from Costa Rica, spent 15 years there and all over Latin America. So, yeah. So you're derecho, go straight.
Ah, okay. So, and they do a lot of Spanish words in meteorology, and I think that goes back to the naming of the storms, Huracán. Huracán means devil storm, and that actually, from what I understand, was first coined by monks in Cuba who were some of the first human beings to monitor weather in terms of barometric pressure, wind, temperature. And it was from their readings via ships in the early days, I mean, before there was telegraph or radio, but they would relay information to ships, which would then go out of Cuba and across the Gulf of Mexico to relay information in regards to storms and whether or not there was an huracán or not.
Yeah, and huracán is a native word from the Caribbean folks there.
Oh, okay.
That's the origin. It's from one of the languages there in the Caribbean.
Yeah,
I remember that from being raised from Puerto Rico as a kid.
Yeah, but the famous hurricane in 1901 Galveston. It hit Cuba first, and those monks were able to successfully relay the information, but they were not able to successfully relay the direction of the hurricane. So the hurricane hit Cuba, and then I believe South Florida felt some of the effects, but nobody else in the Gulf of Mexico reported the storm, so they thought it had either gone in another direction or maybe out into the Atlantic or something. They didn't realize it had moved so far to the west, and then it moved into Galveston and hit Galveston and destroyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember as a kid in Puerto Rico, the folks there, the older people, I guess, that lived in that time when they really couldn't, the sky would kind of turn leaded. They call it cielo promiso. And that was the forewarning of what was coming, even though you didn't have all of the facilities we have today.
Right. Usually
when
they saw the leaded sky, it was usually too late. You needed to find high ground and hope for the best. But yeah, you weren't leaving.
Yeah.
There ain't no way you were leaving. Because I've been through enough hurricanes to see the leaded sky. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see it. I remember as a kid, we'd see it about 15 to 20 hours before the storm actually came by.
Yep. And you had to have sunny conditions. In other words, you're not going to see it at nighttime. So if the storm's hitting you at night, you're screwed. It has to be, you know, maybe afternoon where you can see it enough to, you know.
That's true. Yeah. I certainly remember that.
Yeah. No, I had saw it for the first time. I'd read about it. My grandparents had told me about it. I had never seen it till Hurricane Andrew. And I was on the Gulf Coast in Louisiana when Hurricane Andrew came ashore. And I'm like, there's the sky. There it is.
There it is. Yep. Yeah, I remember as a kid, we'd see that kind of, just a light. That it's no longer a deep blue. It begins to get this grayish color.
Yeah.
And then 15, 20 hours later, here it comes fucking through.
Yep. That's it. Thank you, Chuck, for the information. Always appreciate it on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. He was well represented, as opposed to the school choice income tax credit, where we've got another nitwit reporting the news, misreporting what's going on. That coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A University of Oklahoma research team has made what scientists are calling a one-in-a-million discovery. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
A fugitive has been captured that is allegedly part of one of the largest healthcare fraud schemes in American history.
FBI Miami executing a successful foreign custody transfer of fugitive Ibrahim Haldun Hilmi, who is wanted for orchestrating a staggering $3.7 billion Medicare scam. It's labeled one of the largest healthcare fraud schemes in American history. Hilmi was captured overseas and flown back to the U.S. under heavy federal escort. He fled the U.S. in May of 2025 and was recently recently detained by Turkish authorities. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
Multiple reports indicate a ransom note sent to the media claimed Nancy Guthrie died after her abduction on February 1st.
Reports came out Monday that one of the two notes sent to a Tucson, Arizona TV station said the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie died shortly after she was taken and was buried in nature. Police deemed both notes as potentially credible. Savannah Guthrie posted a statement online on February 7th, shortly after receiving the second note. That post read, quote, "We received your message and we understand. We beg you now to return our mother to us. This is very valuable to us and we will pay." In Arizona, I'm Wendy Swanson.
Hundreds of items from the personal collection of actress Ann Margaret are up for auction today.
Ann Margaret's career has spanned over six decades, and the auction includes many items from it, including stage-worn costumes, many designed by Bob Mackie, including gowns worn to the Academy Awards and Golden Globes, along with scripts from some of her most famous films like Bye Bye Birdie, Viva Las Vegas, and Carnal Knowledge. But it also includes several items from her off-screen life, including her custom 1985 Harley-Davidson and Sportster Hugger motorcycle, and several classic arcade games from the 70s and 80s. Julian's Auctions in Gardena says the award-winning actress, singer, and dancer decided the time was right to share personal treasures with fans and collectors. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Archaeologists and
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Former Oklahoma State Senator Darrell Weaver has been appointed interim sheriff of Cleveland County. County commissioners selected Weaver to fill the vacancy created when former sheriff Chris Amason resigned after pleading no contest to a felony embezzlement charge. Weaver, who's a former director of the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics and longtime law enforcement official, will be sworn in officially July 6th and will serve until the next sheriff's election in 2028. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol reports that 71-year-old Robert Johnson of Claremore was found dead Monday morning following a boating incident at a local lake. Authorities began searching for him after he was reported missing, eventually locating his boat in Will Rogers Cove. Johnson's body was found about 50 yards from the vessel and recovered by the Northwest Fire Department. Investigators haven't yet released details about what led to the incident. A University of Oklahoma research team has made what scientists are calling a one-in-a-million fossil discovery. Paleontologists identified preserved soft tissue from an ancient crinoid, which is a distant relative of the modern starfish that lived more than 450 million years ago. The find is expected to provide new insight into how some of the Earth's earliest marine animals evolved and fed. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
Will the new sheriff of Cleveland County, no one voted for, be better than the one that they did vote for? As the drive continues, we'll explore that on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions. This evening, with cloudy and humid weather.
There will be a couple of showers and the possibility of a heavy could bring flooding, downpours, hail, and damaging wind gusts. The low will be 69. Tomorrow morning, there is a chance of a thunderstorm, with the rest of the day remaining cloudy and humid. The high will reach 85. Tomorrow night, anticipate breezy conditions in the evening, followed by partly cloudy and humid weather with the chance of a strong thunderstorm bringing hail and damaging winds. The low will be 72. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
It's happening now.
Who knew that the solution to transatlantic relations
on the new Freedom 96.9
was barbecue and free refills?
Not last week.
Just wait until we start taking them to gun ranges.
Not yesterday.
They're not Democrats, right? They're socialists, and they're essentially parasites.
Keep up with what's happening.
They're going to latch onto the Democratic Party
now
and killing it.
With the new Freedom 96.9.
If Trump said, I love food,
Oklahoma's talk radio,
would these idiots starve themselves to death?
It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
And to quickly answer Greg Gutfeld's question he asked just a moment ago, if Trump were to say, I love food, would all the anti-Trumpers suddenly starve themselves to death? And the answer is, yes, they would. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. I started out the program explaining where I had been for 24 hours. I had to go in and have a medical procedure. No big deal. A colonoscopy, something I haven't had for 10 years. And I got into the details of starving myself to death, basically, for 24 hours. The good news was you could have broth up until a certain point. And I make some pretty good broths, so my homemade broths were far better than bouillon or heating up something that was store-bought. So I did have that. But still, at the end of 24 hours where I'm hungry, I get hangry. When I get hangry, I just... Yeah, the lovely wife brought me to a restaurant to eat after the procedure, and she's lucky I didn't grab people's food off their plates as I was walking to my table. You going to eat that? I'll have. How about that? Yeah. No, I don't care if you are eating it. Give it to me right now. I don't care that it's half eaten. That's how hungry I was. 405-608-4377. And we also talked about the criticism of Gettner Drummond. One analyst says, when you look at all the money he's given to people on the left, you can't help but not vote for him. You can't help but see he's a rhino. Worse than a rhino, he's a Democrat in hiding. And then we were also talking about the name of the storm that came through, Derecho, from the National Weather Service. Caused some damage, particularly in Hara. Heard about some damage also in Logan County. And why it's named so, which to me it means to the right in Spanish, but it could also mean keep going straight, and it does. The storm goes straight, does not have a swirling pattern to it, like many storms do. 405-608-4377. Russell is joining us now in Oklahoma City. Thank you for hanging on, Russell.
Hello, Lee. And just so you know, I'm 51, but I had my colonoscopy at the right age at 45.
Oh, well, good for you. You had it early.
Yeah, but the only reason why is because my uncle, he was 62, and he died from colon cancer.
Yeah.
So I have family history.
Yeah.
So that's if the doctor said if you have history, you need to do it like 5 or 10 years before you're 50.
That's right.
And
especially now, because they're starting to catch it in 40-year-olds.
And especially if you have a history. So that's,
yeah.
But when I had my, like, prep, they gave me a jug full of powder.
Yeah.
And I had to fill it up. Well, I don't know what you might have just filled it up with water, but I mixed mine with lemon-lime Gatorade.
Yeah, you're supposed to use Gatorade, and the reason is so you don't get dehydrated.
Well, it just tastes just as nasty
as
if you just...
Yes.
And I only used half. I didn't drink the whole container.
Oh, and
like,
you're supposed
to. Like a gallon.
Yes, you're supposed to.
Yeah. I didn't even make it halfway. And when you go to the bathroom and you just, it's when it's like water
yes.
and yellow.
Yes.
I can say I'm pretty much flushed, okay?
Yeah,
there
yeah.
ain't nothing else coming out.
Yeah.
Okay. But the reason why I did it is because I have, well, just like you said earlier, I have acid reflux very
mm-hmm.
badly.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is weird because I can be laying in bed, flat on my back, fine as dandy. Nothing's wrong. But as soon as I turn over to my right,
yeah,
I get acid reflux, and mine gets so bad that I'll get the hiccups,
yeah.
and sometimes I might even get wheezy.
I have had it so bad that the back of my throat is raw the next day.
Really?
Yeah, because of the acid building up in it. I haven't had that in years. That was back in my 20s, and when I started complaining about it, and that's before they would prescribe omeprazole, which is the prescription form of Pepcid. But anyway, when Pepcid came along, they put me on Pepcid regularly, and I haven't had a problem since.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I was taking the purple pill that I like to get at
yeah.
Sam's. Like,
yeah, that's the same thing.
I don't know if that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
mine's through prescription, so my insurance pays for it, which isn't much, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a funny thing that we'll talk about colonoscopies, because on YouTube, there's a commercial out, and it's kind of like a mis and disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between misinformation and disinformation? What's the difference?
Well, disinformation is designed to mislead you. Misinformation is completely wrong.
Okay, so yeah. this would be considered disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about, I don't forget what the name of the medicine is, but it's the aged... garlic.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And the commercial, there's a woman that has like the tapeworm. These are in your body. This
yeah.
is what's making you sluggish. The tapeworm, the roundworm,
mm-hmm.
and the hookworm.
Yes.
And I actually did the research, and it says you only get those when you eat contaminated food.
Yes. Are you eating food off of the ground? Because unless you do, you probably aren't going to get hookworms or whipworms. So
it's kind of like you're misleading the people. So
yes, they are.
I reported it.
Yeah.
But anyway, talking about getting a drumming, on the other hand,
mm-hmm.
You nailed it right on the head. He's like a Democrat just running on a Republican
yeah.
ticket.
Yeah, he's trying to make it look how conservative he is, but at no point does he say, I will uphold Republican principles, or I will uphold conservative principles, or I will uphold Trump principles. At no time does he say that. And then you look at his spending record, and I'm like, well, he shouldn't have made it as far as he's made it. Anyway, yeah.
with the weather,
mm-hmm.
I thought most of our storms automatically come out of the west.
Generally, that's where the systems that cause the storms come from. The low pressure fronts that come through, and our cool air is met with warm air, and that forms the tornado. And it usually happens in the spring and the fall. So for something like this to happen in June is rare, but it's not totally unheard of. Like I said, we had a derecho in 3 years ago, and it was in Tulsa, and it wiped out a good bit of Tulsa, and I didn't wipe it out, but it produced a lot of damage in Tulsa and Locust Grove. And Russell, I got to run, but thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. As we were talking about it earlier, the soccer fans that are coming to the United States are blown away by our air conditioning, free refills, and barbecue. Just wait till you take them to the shooting range, like H&H Shooting Range. H&H Shooting Sports, a great place to spend your summer days. And they're more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms, put your skills to test on the indoor gun range, then decide on the new firearm? Well, if you can't, you can try them out before you buy them with the range rentals and know exactly what fits you best. Plus, before you head out, grab a bite at the 4U Cafe, one of the best burgers in town. Take it from me. Easy to find just off I-40 and Meridian. Come see why Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear is H&H Shooting Sports. And while you're there, you'll also get free shooting with every purchase that you and a friend can go and shoot free with every purchase from H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off, too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and a PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7 by 2.8 Freedom C's to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park, and open all day and night at CopsGunShop.net. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart, keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, 50% chance of rain for the rest of the day today, 68 for the low. 70% chance of rain tomorrow, high 83. Tomorrow night, 68. Into Thursday, 50% chance of rain, high 89. Friday, 40% chance of rain and a high of 88. 72 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377. New data from the Oklahoma Tax Commission has revealed the state's expanded parental choice tax credit program is increasingly benefiting higher income families, while participation among low-income households has declined. The program, which provides families with children in private schools up to $7,500 per student, issued more than 7,100 tax credits to households earning less than $75,000 annually, more than 10,000 tax credits for families between $75 and $150, and nearly the same number of credits for families issued earning more than $250,000 a year. Okay, what this report does not say: how many people did the applications for that? How many people making under $75,000 a year applied for it? If more people making between $75,000 and $150,000 applied for the benefit, then more got it. If more between $150,000 and $250,000 applied for it, they got it. This never was designed to be a program to benefit people who don't make any money, people who don't pay any taxes, and only the low income. This was designed for everybody. And if more people who are applying for it make more money, then more people who apply for it are going to get it. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Yes, this is Jim from Hennessy.
Hi, Jim. Good to hear from you, sir.
Got a question. Was talking to someone from Woodward, Oklahoma. You've had a couple of comments about Gettner mm-hmm. Drummond.
Yeah.
Was talking to somebody from Woodward that they had gone to a convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, and Gettner Drummond was there come to the podium to speak, and someone in the audience stood up and said, "Yeah, I know you. I had a partner steal cattle from me. You promised to prosecute and didn't do anything mm-hmm. for a year and then dropped the case." And as the fella said, that the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association had dropped their support for him. So I'm just wondering if that was true, if you could snake out any more facts on that one.
I will check into that and see. It may have just been that local cattle association in Woodward or the Wood, you know, but I will see. I will see because
okay.
I read that Gettner Drummond raised cattle or had some property somewhere in Osage County.
Aha.
Yeah.
Well, he was at Woodward at a mm-hmm. convention, but someone in the audience recognized him, and after his report, mm-hmm. that's the fella from Woodward said the support was dropped.
And in all fairness, maybe he didn't have a case, and as Attorney General could not press the case, but that didn't stop him from trying to stop the smelter in Iona, and it hasn't stopped him from sticking his nose in other cases as well.
The cattle went across the state line, so it involved the FBI.
Oh.
So you would have thought that had he tried to pursue, that something could have been done.
Yeah. Yeah, you would have. You would have. I'll look into it, Jim, okay?
Okay. Take care, friend.
Thanks a lot for listening in to Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. We were talking about a report I had earlier from an analyst in Washington who's looked at Gettner Drummond's record and said, why is anybody voting for this guy in Oklahoma? Because he's definitely not conservative, according to this analyst. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Good friend of mine is from Alabama, and he's got that long, long diphthonging vowel Alabama accent. We were talking about 401ks, and we were talking about IRAs, and he says, isn't that incredible? It's like free money. And he's right. It's like free money. But if you don't have the money, then you don't earn the money. And to help you get do both, Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital, 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com. He's been doing it since he was 14 years of age. And he's seen the economy go up. He's seen the economy go down. He knows not to panic. He also knows what might be coming over the horizon and what to keep your eye upon so you can get even more free money. Well, they say nothing's absolutely free, and that's somewhat true, but call Mike McGuire and see how much you've got coming to you. 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany, McGuire Capital.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Have you got skills? Then take them to H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms and then put those skills to test on the indoor gun range. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with Range Rentals and find what exactly fits you. Then get a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe for the best burger in town. Have you got skills? Head to H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 in Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Lots of headlines and lots of news. It's my job to get you through it so you know what's going on. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live right here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. And as always, as the breaking news happens, I will give it to you live. So stick around and tune in 11 to 2 weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9.
It's been 1 week.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. 50% chance of rain tonight, low 68. 70% chance of rain tomorrow, high 83. Tomorrow night, low 68. Into Thursday, 50% chance of rain, high 89. Friday, 40% chance of rain and a high of 88. It's 72 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Tina writes, Lee, what a difference between Obama's Communist Party event and Trump's UFC rally. Did you notice it? Not one single American flag, no red, white, and blue anywhere. They can go all to hell, according to Tina and what was going on at the Obama event. Celine writes, Lee, the World Cup has turned America into a Discovery Channel for the rest of the world, and they're not handling it very well. In the best possible way, here's what they are discovering. Free public restrooms. The Europeans have to pay every time. Free water at every restaurant. It just appears. Free refills on coffee, soda, iced tea, and unlimited. Free chips and salsa before you even order. Free warm bread with dinner. Ice and drinks like civilized people. Air conditioning everywhere. Not just a moral debate, a fact. Parking lots attached to the actual place where you're going. Drive-throughs where food comes to your car while you sit in it. Ranch dressing by the gallon. Tex-Mex that cannot be explained, only experienced. Dental care that actually works. Buc-ee's. There are no words for Buc-ee's. Then they found the grocery stores. Five of them within 1 mile, each one the size of an aircraft hangar. Burgers, steaks, briskets, ribs, pulled pork, lamb, veal, every cut of every animal ever domesticated by human civilization available in one refrigerated aisle at 10 in the morning on a Tuesday. The Germans stood in the meat section for 45 minutes in silence, processing it all. They finally understand why we do not have trains. We have roads wide enough for cars we actually drive, parking lots the size of small European countries, airports in every city worth visiting. Why would we need trains? The Germans are taking ranch home by the bottle. Dutch found queso and briefly lost the ability to speak. The Japanese photographed HEB like it's the Louvre. The Czechs were weeping in West Texas. Welcome to America. Everything is free, enormous, air-conditioned, comes with chips, and has five grocery stores within a mile that'll sell you any cut of any animal you ever imagined. Ain't America and freedom grand? Celine, I think you summed it up pretty good there. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. A fire happened near Kenosha Street and South 236th East Avenue in Broken Arrow yesterday. That was the same day the Pyromaniacs fireworks stand opened for the season. Amazingly, no one got injured. Because the stand is outside Broken Arrow city limits, the Waggoner County Sheriff's Office and State Fire Marshal's Office are investigating. Chief Agent for Fire Investigations Judah Shepard said the cause has not been finalized, but investigators believe the fire was accidental. The preliminary determination is that it was accidental, but they're reconstructing the scene and examining the contents and believe something failed or manufactured in the electrical lighting system. The family's now focused on reopening and encouraging customers to return after they say they believe they lost over $65,000 worth of pyrotechnics. We're doing the best we can, hopefully, to get opened and finished as this finishing the season on a better note, said one of the owners. And that they hope the stand will reopen by this evening. In the meantime, by Wednesday evening, rather. In the meantime, Pyromaniacs is operating three other locations, two in Bixby and one in McAllister. The owner said the stand follows several safety requirements, including having two fire extinguishers on site, maintaining two entrances and two exits, posing no smoking signs, and prohibiting smoking within 50 feet of a tent. Doesn't mean someone won't smoke. Doesn't mean someone won't carelessly have a cigarette in their mouth, and as they walk in and are told, sir, no smoking, flick the cherry where it can do the most harm. But what they think is that it was something in the electric lighting system, so we shall see. 405-608. It was an early fireworks show, that's for sure. And I'm sorry it happened to those guys because, I mean, you know, that just blew a lot of inventory, that's for sure. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. U.S. officials say Iran has agreed to nuclear inspections, while Iran says no visits are currently scheduled. Talks between the two sides continue. President Trump is announcing new steps to protect the nation from advanced cryptographic attacks. The plan focuses on defending government systems against future quantum computer threats, accelerating post-quantum encryption, and strengthening cybersecurity for critical infrastructure. The Trump administration has announced new sanctions targeting five Cuban entities and a member of the extended Castro family. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the measures are aimed at limiting revenue that supports Cuba's government and military-linked operations. The sanctions expand a broader U.S. effort to increase economic pressure on the Cuban regime. Archaeologists have found earrings, scarabs, and other artifacts at Egypt's ancient city of Heliopolis, a site linked to the biblical story of Joseph. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. Sexual abuse is more common than most people realize, and it can happen anywhere, in homes, schools, workplaces, and even places of worship. If you or someone you love have been affected, here's what you need to know. First, it is never the victim's fault, ever. Second, you have legal rights. Survivors can hold abusers and the institutions that protected them accountable, sometimes even years after the abuse occurred. And third, time matters. Statute of limitations vary, so the sooner you speak with an attorney, the better your chances of pursuing justice. At McIntyre Law, we stand with survivors. We fight to make sure those responsible are held accountable, and we handle every case with the care and confidentiality you deserve. If you have questions or need guidance at all, call us. The consultation is free and the conversation is completely confidential because no one should suffer in silence and no abuser should go unchecked.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Former Oklahoma State Senator Darrell Weaver has been appointed interim sheriff of Cleveland County. County commissioners selected Weaver to fill the vacancy created when former sheriff Chris Amoson resigned after pleading no contest to a felony embezzlement charge. Weaver, who's a former director of the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics and longtime law enforcement official, will be sworn in officially July 6th and will serve until the next sheriff's election in 2028. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol reports that 71-year-old Robert Johnson of Claremore was found dead Monday morning following a boating incident at a local lake. Authorities began searching for him after he was reported missing, eventually locating his boat in Will Rogers Cove. Johnson's body was found about 50 yards from the vessel and recovered by the Northwest Fire Department. Investigators haven't yet released details about what led to the incident. A University of Oklahoma research team has made what scientists are calling a one-in-a-million fossil discovery. Paleontologists identified preserved soft tissue from an ancient crinoid, which is a distant relative of the modern starfish that lived more than 450 million years ago. The find is expected to provide new insight into how some of the Earth's earliest marine animals evolved and fed. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, Tractor Bob's has a sizzling summer deal for you. Yanmark SA 425 Tractor Package includes tractor with loader, box blade, brush hog, and trailer. $27,499 or $300 per month. 10-year powertrain warranty and best price guarantee. Only at Tractor Bob's. I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Are you a wellhead hand or a rig floor hand ready to work closer to home? J&W Services, a wellhead manufacturer and service company, is hiring local field service technicians right here in western Oklahoma. Good pay, home most nights, and a winning team. If you got wellhead or rig floor experience, we want to talk. Apply at jnwservices.com/careers. That's jnwservices.com/careers. Or call 432-687-0515. That's 432-687-0515. J&W Services, hard work, wellheads, close to home. Home.
When your truck is down, every minute matters. Delays can impact schedules, customers, and your bottom line. At P&M Truck Repair, we specialize exclusively in diesel repair for semi-trucks and trailers. Whether you need fleet maintenance, preventative maintenance services, engine repairs, DOT inspections, truck washes, or trailer washouts, our experienced diesel specialists are ready to get you back on the road quickly and efficiently. Don't let unexpected downtime keep your truck parked. Trust the team that understands the trucking industry and the importance of keeping your truck on the road. Call P&M Truck Repair today at 405-551-3320. P&M Truck Repair. Built for working drivers.
Supreme Court decisions were handed down today, but none of the ones we were waiting for. I'll get to the ones we did hear from on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews with The Drive.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions. This evening, with cloudy and humid weather, there will be a couple of showers and the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm, which could bring flooding, downpours, hail, and damaging wind gusts. The low will be 69. Tomorrow morning, there is a chance of a thunderstorm, with the rest of the day remaining cloudy and humid. The high will reach 85. Tomorrow night, anticipate breezy conditions in the evening, followed by partly cloudy and humid weather with the chance of a strong thunderstorm bringing hail and damaging winds. The low will be 72. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
They're not Democrats, right? They're socialists, and they're essentially parasites. They've decided that they cannot win on their own by creating their own party, so they are going to latch onto the Democratic Party, feed off of it, with the overall goal of taking it over and killing it.
And that's exactly what's going on with the Uber left, according to Melissa DeRosa, who is a former Cuomo advisor. So she's one of the moderate Democrats who's now saying, I don't want to be a part of this crazy party anymore. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Hi, you were on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name? Hello? Hello? If you got me on some sort of speakerphone, I can't hear you. It's Freedom 96.9. You are on the air one more time. There
Hello,
you are.
Can you hear me now?
There you are. What's your name?
It's Rowdy. I'm leaving Shawnee.
Hey, Rowdy. Good to hear from you, sir.
I'm in the farm truck instead of the Cadillac, so I guess that.
Ah, okay.
Anyway, I sent you a couple things. I can't remember what one of them was, but one of them was the, two of them. One of them was in Oregon, where they're sitting there trying to ban any kind of hunting.
Yes.
Did you see that one?
I did see that. And my attitude is, yeah, that's Oregon. I'm so glad live there.
Portland's terrible, yeah.
Yeah, and they're not going to be successful. It is not going to stand up to a Second Amendment attack, a Second Amendment challenge. They're doing it anyway so that the politicians that vote for it can have it on record that they voted for it.
Yes. Did you see the one where they had, if you made over $1 billion in California, they taxed you?
And I gather you're saying, because you cut out on me, they taxed you if you threatened to leave, which, once again, is not going to stand up to a constitutional challenge, I'm afraid. It just is not going to. You cannot tax somebody ex post facto, which means after the fact. You can't go back and say, yeah, this guy owes us all this money because once upon a time he made all kinds of money in our state, so he has to pay us all these taxes. That is never going to stand up in a never stand up in a court, period. A United States court, anyway. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Cleveland County new sheriff was inducted earlier today. Oklahoma Law Enforcement Hall of Fame Daryl Weaver has been appointed the new interim Cleveland County sheriff. The announcement came after on Monday when Cleveland County Sheriff Chris Amason, who pleaded no contest to embezzlement tied to the misuse of campaign and county funds, resigned. He entered the plea on Monday of the 27th of April after the indictment from Oklahoma's multi-county grand jury. Grand jury county sheriffs resigned, and under the plea agreement, Amason will pay $10,000 in restitution to Norman Bible Church, accept a 5-year deferred sentence, and surrender his cleat card. But it looks like that's the best way he can avoid any prison time. But will an unelected sheriff do the job of an elected sheriff? We'll talk more about that on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews on the drive.
We've been telling you about our Liberty Festival celebrations going on over the next 2 weeks, and you'll want to participate. I mean, it's the 250th anniversary of the United States. And what could be more American than Chevrolet? Frontier Motors has a Chevrolet dealership, but it's not a Chevrolet dealership that is owned by a corporation that might be here today and shutting up shop and closing tomorrow because they're not owned by a local owner and operator. They're owned by a big corporation, which is also probably owned by some sort of hedge fund that buys and sells things just like that. Well, Frontier Auto Group will be here for you to check your engine light, your low tire pressure, your weak battery, your air conditioning if needs be, recall and safety issues. And it doesn't have to be Chevrolet. It can be Dodge. It can be Ram. It can be Chrysler. It can be Jeep. And all there in El Reno on Route 66, just minutes from anywhere you are, including Oklahoma City. You can see the Devon Tower from their dealership. 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355. Frontier Auto Group.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off, too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and the PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7 by 2.8 Freedom C's to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart, keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, accurate the forecast, calling for a 50% chance of rain tonight, low 68. 70% chance of rain tomorrow, high 83. Tomorrow night down to 68 for a low. Into Thursday, 50% chance of rain, high 89. Friday, 40% chance of rain, high 88. So don't be surprised if you see rain each and every day for the rest of this week. 72 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. As I mentioned earlier in the program, had to have my colonoscopy yesterday, so I am back live in person and ready to chat with you on Freedom 96.9, where Barry writes, Lee, wow, the details of Trump's Iran deal are already rattling Capitol Hill, and that tells you everything you need to know, because Washington only panics this hard when Trump is close to doing something that exposes years of failed foreign policy, weak negotiations, and Obama-era thinking that gave Iran leverage instead of taking it away. The same people who tolerated the JCPOA disaster, The same people who watched Iran grow bolder, richer, more dangerous, are suddenly very concerned now that Trump is trying to force a deal from a position of strength instead of handing the regime another gift-wrapped diplomatic language? Good. They should be concerned. They should be concerned that Trump may finally prove America does not need endless war, pallets of cash, weak surrender, or fake red lines to get results. The deal must be simple. No nuclear weapons, no blind trust, no loopholes, no rewards without compliance. Full verification, real enforcement, and brutal consequences if Iran tries to play games again. Trump is not trying to repeat Obama. Trump is trying to erase the damage Obama left behind. Capitol Hill can cry, leak, panic, and posture all at once, but the American people want peace through strength, not another foreign policy scam sold by the same people who got everything wrong. And they did. Thank you, Barry. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation. What do you think of the analysis of Gettner Drummond, that he's basically a Democrat trying to hide out as a Republican, and that most of his, well, not most, but a lot of his contributions politically went to the left and to Democrats? What do you think of the unelected sheriff in Cleveland County? And your thoughts on the Supreme Court decisions that were handed down today? None of them had anything to do with the real issues that we want to see. And those would be birthright citizenship, some of the power that is had by the president himself. 405-608-4377. More are speaking out, by the way, against the parole of the accessory to the Sirloin Stockade murders. It's been nearly 48 years since those six innocent lives were taken in July of 1978. Employees at the Sirloin Stockade were murdered by Roger Dale Stafford and his wife Verna Stafford and his brother Harold Stafford. Many of the members of the family have been speaking out to keep convicted murderer behind bars. Victims ranged in age from 15 years of age to 56. One of the victims was 17-year-old Anthony Tu. Roger and Verna were convicted for the murders at the stockade. Harold died in a motorcycle accident before he could be arrested. They were also responsible for the murders of the Lorenz family on I-35 near Purcell just a few weeks prior. Roger was executed in 1995. Verna is still alive, serving out her life sentence. I should say life sentences. She still has birthdays. She still has Christmases. She still has hot meals, said one of the victim's family members. She still sleeps and wakes up every morning. We don't get that. According to the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board, Verna has passed stage one of the parole process, meaning that she could be one step closer to getting out on parole. Elizabeth says that it didn't end with the nine victims of their immediate families. It continued to shape the lives of those who came after. And I agree. I don't care what kind of a model prisoner this person has been, I don't think they should get parole. Now, maybe under the eyes of due process, maybe under the eyes of not having any harsh sentences, she's due at least a hearing before the parole board. But I certainly hope the parole board would take any of the witnesses' testimony into consideration. And they usually do. 405-608-4377. Rudy writes, Lee, we seem to have won over the Europeans with free refills and air conditioning and barbecue. Just wait till we take them to the gun range. Rudy, that seems to be the theme of the day today. And it also makes me wonder, what have many of these Europeans been watching? I know there's probably been a lot of anti-American propaganda on European and international television, because you don't have to look very far to see it on their websites like Sky TV or International TV, even Reuters. Everything's negative. The Americans are imperialists. They are bullies, both socially and economically. And then they get over here and they see, oh, Wow. This is what freedom, this is what happens when you don't open your borders and ruin your economy. This is what happens when you put your country first and are not afraid. This is what happens when you're not afraid to be called a racist. Speaking of which, I did see over the weekend the Prime Minister of Great Britain, who was his handle on the country, his handle on the office of being Prime Minister, I thought was pretty weak anyway. I didn't think it'd take very long to get rid of him, and they seem to have. He has promised to serve until they find a successor, but he's basically resigned as Prime Minister. I don't know if that means he can go back to being a Minister of Parliament. You got to imagine that the British Parliament works like our House of Representatives. They pick their leader, and then their leader is usually the member of the party that is in power. And as long as that leader can keep that party in power, that leader gets to stay as Prime Minister. It's when they start to falter that they lose their power, just like our House of Representatives when we have elections and Democrats take over versus Republicans take over as to who's going to be Speaker of the House. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
It's James. I'm in Southeast Oklahoma City.
Good to hear from you, James.
I got something to add from way back in the day. Vern Stafford come before Judge Joe Cannon in Oklahoma City, and he stood there and looked at her, and he said, "There's a very special place in hell for you, and until you fill that place, they didn't like him very much because he was mean."
But I need you to repeat. I need you to repeat your point because you cut out on me, James. You said the judge told Verna Stafford that there's a special place in hell for him, and until you fill that place, That's where you cut out.
Okay, a special place in hell for her.
Yes,
Verna Stafford, and he said he was going to do everything he could to keep her in the Oklahoma State Penitentiary until she filled that place in hell.
Yes.
And then people didn't like Joe Cannon because they thought he was mean, I think. I don't know. He was a different sort of guy. He didn't take guff off a lot of people.
Yeah.
I know that was before you came to Oklahoma City, but I kind of got a kick out of it. So anyway, that was all I had.
I don't mind a judge telling it like it is. Okay?
Well, that's how he felt about it, and that's what he told her, and it was all over the news and everything.
And this judge
is still with them.
This judge that is over in Utah that is handling this case against the assassination of the assassin, I think he's until I saw him today, I thought, man, he's being mighty milquetoast and mealy-mouthed. Oh, we've got to make sure that this is all completely fair. And I'm like, all right, if you're that scared of a mistrial, if you're that scared of losing your job, then you don't need to be a judge. But then he denied a bunch of motions and did so because he recognized that the defense was Charlie Kirk, I'm sorry, Charlie Kirk's assassin. And he denied a bunch of motions because he saw that it was the assassin's legal team trying to pull some strings and make things as impossible as possible as can be and as difficult as can be and to delay things as much as they could. So, but I'd like to see him be a little more, here's what we're going to do and here's how we're going to do it because I'm the judge and here we go. 40560. We've got this guy on video. We've got his fingerprints and DNA all over the weapon. We've got 70,000 witnesses. 405-608-4377. The only thing that remains is should he be given the death penalty or not? Freedom 96.9. Ever feel like you ought to be more of a fan of country music because you're older than most countries? Yeah. Yeah, it's Lee Matthews. actually, they weren't countries. They were colonies.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Here's the deal. That means you are officially well-preserved. If you were born in 1961, it also means you're getting a lot of phone calls, emails, and texts about Medicare and signing up for Medicare. So don't be confused. You make the call and stay out ahead of the problem. 405-848-5790. Get in touch with the well-preserved advisory group. Do what any independent patriot would do. Think for yourself, act for yourself, and exercise a little personal initiative. 405-848-5790. The best call you can make if you are new to Medicare or even if you have some questions to ask. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that'll work for you. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Why do we do vision correction? Why do I love what we do every single day? I get to help people see better than they ever have in their past.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
I had LASIK myself, one of the best decisions I ever made. It is the ability to just wake up and see. It's functional vision. It's not having to worry about the hassle of glasses and contacts, readers, bifocals. Nobody wants to get older. Nobody wants to not be able to see. Nobody loves blurry vision.
Well, it's absolutely changed my life. To be able to just get out of bed and just start my day, I cannot recommend this enough. And my only regret is that I waited so long.
What people do love is being able to wake up, see, live their lives, go hunting, go fishing, go to the lakes, just enjoy life. And what's better than that?
If you want to see clearly without glasses, contacts, readers, or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit ClearSight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee. And you are going to love what you see.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, Tractor Bob's has a sizzling summer deal for you. Yanmar SA-425 tractor package includes tractor with loader, box blade, brush hog, and trailer. $27,499 or $300 per month. 10-year powertrain warranty and best price guarantee. Only at Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com. Freedom's First News.
Hey, everybody, it's Aaron Brillbeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Coming up on your hump day Wednesday, Liberty Fest is underway. We'll talk with organizers about what you can expect, plus all the news you missed while you were sleeping, your calls and comments, and your dad joke of the day. It all happens on Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
96.9 Anchorage, the forecast, 50% chance of rain tonight, low 68, 70% chance of rain tomorrow, high 83, tomorrow night 68 for the low, into Thursday 50% chance of rain, high 89, Friday 40% chance of rain, high 88, 72 right now at Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And Randy writes, Lee, we seem to have it backwards. The government works for us. We pay them. They should not know everything about us. We should know everything about them. I agree, Randy. I agree. Ricky writes, Lee, the Democrat Party, we won't stop till no one can be successful. Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews on The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Bill,
and you're where?
In Moore.
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
I heard something about that Bernice Stafford, and yeah. I just want to know who in their right mind would release somebody from prison who killed 9 people in cold blood. I worked for Sirloin Stockade at the time and knew all those people, and I can't even fathom that they would even consider releasing somebody who's killed that many people or were a part of it for just a pinch over $1,000. We're
where are we going in society?
Well, in all fairness, Bill, I don't think she will make parole. That doesn't mean because she's up for parole, she shouldn't be able to go through the process with the parole board. Doesn't mean they're going to release her. It just means she's going before the parole board.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I can't even believe she has the chance.
Well, that's
God
what everybody
Almighty.
Is.
God Almighty.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what
God
everybody
Almighty
is.
God Almighty is the judge.
Yeah, that's okay. what everybody looking and saying, what?
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A fireworks stand near Broken Arrow suffers an estimated $60,000 in losses. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The Senate is approving a massive housing affordability bill with the goal of lowering prices.
Co-sponsored by Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren and South Carolina Republican Tim Scott, the bill was approved 85-5 on Monday in a rare, overwhelmingly bipartisan vote.
Our housing crisis doesn't just affect the opportunity to buy a home. Americans can't afford to rent either.
The bill would cut away some of the red tape and make it easier to build homes while also setting limits on institutional investors buying up houses. It now goes to the House for a vote. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Several community and faith leaders are proposing a new Department of Gun Violence Reduction. Perry Williams has more.
The group gathered at City Hall yesterday following 30-plus shootings over the weekend in Chicago.
Families are living in trauma. Whether you're directly impacted or indirectly impacted, communities are not living and thriving the way that they should because we are not addressing the issue heads on.
Supporters of the planned department are hoping for $100 million to fund the office, which will include a commissioner and a community advisory board.
ABC is calling for support from its viewers as it faces scrutiny from the Trump administration over the daytime table talk program, The View.
The television network has launched a new on-air campaign promoting the show and blasting the FCC just weeks after Disney asked the commission to consider whether the program is exempt from a statutory equal time requirement that applies to broadcast news shows. According to ABC's rollout, the FCC wants to control who can appear on The View, but the FCC pushed back in a statement to The Hill and said that Disney wants the FCC to classify The View as a bona fide news program, and it's chosen to run a campaign of misinformation to make its case misleading viewers about the law. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A fireworks stand near Broken Arrow suffered an estimated $60,000 in losses after a fire over the weekend. Thankfully, no injuries were reported, but the Oklahoma State Fire Marshal's Office has a preliminary investigation points to an accidental electrical malfunction in the lighting system. The stand has served customers for nearly 30 years and continues operating at three other locations. The family is hoping to reopen this location by this Wednesday. Elsewhere, OKC firefighters responded Monday morning to a jackknife semi that caught fire on I-35 near Northeast 36th. Crews quickly extinguished the blaze and assisted two people at the scene. No word yet on the extent of any injuries or what caused the incident. Several City of Oklahoma City online services will be available from 6 p.m. Wednesday, June 25th through 8 a.m. Monday, June 29th as the city performs maintenance and system upgrades. The outage will affect permit and business license applications, inspection scheduling, permit searches, and OKC Connect services. Utility billing systems, the utility's customer portal, and utility customer service phone lines will remain operational during the maintenance period. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
At the office, water matters more than you think. Keep your team hydrated and your equipment running smoothly with Culligan of Enid, proudly serving Northwest Oklahoma since 1981. They'll customize solutions that fit your business needs and your budget, from bottled water delivery to reverse osmosis to softeners. And of course, one of the most iconic office necessities ever, the water cooler. Show your employees and customers that you care. Call Culligan of Enid today or visit CulliganEnid.com. Better water for better business.
Is a whistleblower about to open up on the Biden family again? Lee Matthews and The Drive continuing as Oklahoma's Talk Radio on Freedom 96.9 and The Drive.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions. This evening, with cloudy and humid weather, there will be a couple of showers and the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm, which could bring flooding, downpours, hail, and damaging wind gusts. The low will be 69. Tomorrow morning, there is a chance of a thunderstorm, with the rest of the day remaining cloudy and humid. The high will reach 85. Tomorrow night, anticipate breezy conditions in the evening, followed by partly cloudy and humid weather with the chance of a strong thunderstorm bringing hail and damaging winds. The low will be 72. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivals in the country with events like Concert in the Park, Rodeo, Liberty Sprint, Car Show, Liberty Fest Parade hosted by Freedom 96.9, and the Grand Fireworks Show is back at UCO. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Resetting the scene, I explained my absence yesterday as I was having a medical procedure. No, nothing bad. Actually, a preventative medical procedure. All right. It's a colonoscopy, all right? Yeah. I was due another one. I had had one 10 years ago. They put me on the 10-year plan. Here we are 10 years later. Went through the process. I didn't have to drink as much of the yucky stuff as they were giving you. And they spread it out over a certain amount of time. You still got to be fasting for 24 hours, which drove me nuts. And I get hangry really bad. I don't know if I'm slightly hypoglycemic or what. But if I'm hungry enough, long enough, I get angry. All right, I've had enough of this. I want a pizza, and I want it now. And I want the whole pizza, not just one piece. And I want to roll it up into the size of a giant burrito, and I want to stuff it down my gullet without chewing. That's how hangry I get. But I did go and have the procedure, and it was all done well, and I came out with it nice and clean. No polyps, no nothing. Once again, after 10 years, I don't have any growths, and I don't have to come back for another 10 years. And I was telling lovely wife on the way home, you know, after two of these and no polyps, I think I'm reasonably sure that the third time in another 10 years, there aren't going to be polyps either. So why do I need to put myself through all that agony just to have him tell me something that I probably know already? Well, you don't know. And you definitely want to be checked. And that's the strategy today in today's medicine. The strategy is to get you to the age of 90 without a heart attack or stroke. Now, the rest can be left up to lifestyle and genetics. But then the lovely wife will also point out, can you sit down and count how many people you know who've died of some sort of form of cancer? And yes, I can. And I can probably count 20 or 25 that have died of a preventable form of cancer. So, yeah.
go and utilize the technology they have before you. Insurance companies are paying for it because they believe in it. They would much rather pay a few thousand for a preventative measure than the several thousand that will cost to treat you for cancer, especially colon cancer. We've seen rates of colon cancer deaths go way down because they're catching it quicker and they're treating it quicker. They're also seeing it. I mean, look at James Vanderbeek. I don't think he was 50. And so younger people are getting it. They don't really know why. The suspect is the processed foods that people are starting to consume at a younger age. I'm not saying all processed foods are bad foods. And some people would tell you, well, if you eat pasta, that's a processed food. No, not like prepackaged meals. Not like the prepackaged meals. There's a lot of fake stuff in there. There's a lot of preservatives in there that we don't know what the long-term effects are going to do to you. I'm not slamming all of them. I'm just saying maybe you shouldn't have three of them a day. A lot of people do because they don't like to cook. A lot of people do because they think, well, this will keep me from getting fat. Me? I like to cook. I like taste. So here's what I do. Smaller portions. Yes, when I cook that vat of spaghetti and meatballs, I do want to dive into that bowl and eat the whole thing before anybody else gets any. Believe me, I do. I resist that temptation. And then I slow down and eat slower in order to enjoy it longer. That's what I understand the Europeans do. And the Europeans have a considerably lesser amount of cancer altogether. But definitely stomach cancers and pancreatic cancers and colon cancers, because they don't snack. They only eat real food. They eat slowly. And as I've been told by the French, they eat with all of their senses. So for them, it can taste fantastic, but if the texture's wrong, it'll ruin the meal. The texture can be fantastic, but if the taste is wrong, they don't like it. The texture and the taste can be fantastic, but if it smells bad, they use all five senses. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9 to join in the conversation. So that's what I was doing yesterday. What about you today? I see that one analyst has had a lot of criticism of Gettner Drummond. What do you think? I went back and checked this analyst, and he's right. Gettner Drummond did make a lot of contributions to what can be considered Democrat or leftist candidates and or causes. In some cases, was he trying to keep that left? Was he trying to get a leftist elected to take out a Republican he didn't like? Well, if you ask me, that's a very Democrat Party thing to do. And I wouldn't want the fact that I supported so many Democrat causes and candidates on my record. And in many cases, I didn't do that. My wife did that. I don't know that I would ever blame anything on my wife. Ever. We're a team. That's why we got married, to work on life together. And when one or the other of us start thinking like, oh, well, this is me and not you, well, then we're not thinking like a team. Or if I ever forget that she is here to support me, then we're not thinking like a team. And I need to address that, maybe with her. That's the whole purpose of a marriage. It's not permanent free sex. That's what some people think it is. It's not permanent security. Because, well, they make a lot of money. And if that's what you're getting married for, okay, if that's going to work out for you, then that's going to work out for you. But that's not the right reason to get married. Or stay married, for that matter. I've seen couples, well, we have a good partnership. He does his own thing, I do my own thing. Okay, but what do you do together? What do you work on together? Is it the kids? Because you know what? The kids are going to grow up and leave.
then what are you going to do? And I've seen a lot of marriages fall apart because of that. Well, we were staying together for the kids, and now that the kids are gone? 405-608-4377. Today's marriage counseling selection, section of the program was brought to you by... No, I'm not. I don't know. All I know is what I've learned as a married man. 405-608-4377. Oklahoma City First breathed a sigh of relief this week. That's Oklahoma City First Church breathed a sigh of relief earlier today after a judge decided they get to keep their church and property. The Oklahoma District Church of the Nazarene took the congregation to court last year after the Oklahoma City First Church voted to break with the Nazarene denomination. The congregation voted, and 98% decided it was time to part ways. The reason for the dissatisfaction with the Nazarene denomination? According to the members, the denomination was pressuring them to be less welcoming to members of the LGBTQ plus community. We wanted to be an inclusive community, said Pastor John Middledorf. Pastor Middledorf sat down and said that the court battle had not ended and said that he was hoping to keep looking forward to not having to look back. Members snapped videos and pictures of the final day in court. OK Pentecostal group was also there to cheer them on. The district didn't fully agree with the church's idea to part ways. In the lawsuit, they claimed that the district should get possession of the church's building and property. It's a 196-page suit that includes the Nazarene manual guidelines in which the district explains it gets ownership of all church properties in the event of disaffiliation. However, the end decision from a judge came down to a near-century-old article of incorporation signed by the then-members of the church. If there's an opportunity to cross paths with the people on the opposite side of the situation, here's what we know for sure about those people and that it is God's mind that is made up. The church itself runs multiple local outreach programs, including their Hope Box food pantry, and gives out food weekly in a partnership with the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma. The big worry from members who spoke with reporters was that who would have the property of the church building to help others. So Oklahoma First, which was affiliated with the Church of the Nazarene, will get to keep its building, even though its affiliation. Now, that's the only thing I don't know. I've been a member of governing bodies before of churches that either want to build a new facility or expand the current facility. And usually some assistance comes from the denomination itself. Therefore, some of the ownership of the building goes to that denomination. All right, let's say it's the Church of Universal Love and Beauty, and the Church of Universal Love and Beauty has affiliates all over the state, and you and a bunch of your other friends and neighbors love the Church of Universal Love and Beauty. You have been to many of their services, but they're so far away, you would much rather have a Church of Universal Love and Beauty in your own backyard. So you decide to, usually you start a mission first. And what would happen is that denomination would send a pastor to either temporarily or permanently be over that mission, and then see if that mission will grow into a church. Well, as such, that denomination has already made an investment in that mission and or church, and therefore has partial ownership of it. That's usually what happens. So you're going along, you become a church, and the First Church of Universal Love and Beauty is starting to prosper, and then all of a sudden the denomination starts to decide it's going to be more tolerant of, I don't know, you pick the issue, females in the ministry, homosexuals being a member of the church, homosexual marriage, trans people being married in the church, whatever, you pick the issue. And the people of that church no longer want that as part of their version of the First Church of Universal Love and Beauty. And they vote to divide from the First Church of Universal Love and Beauty. Well, usually they got to go find their own building. Because the building that was built, even though they helped build it, by and large, is a member of that denomination's, and that denomination gets to keep the building or decide to sell it to you.
in which case you'd have to come up with more money. And I've seen that happen, too. A couple of rich members of the congregation feel so strongly about whatever's going on that they decide they're going to underwrite the purchase of the building and then give it to the members of the church, whatever that may be. I've seen that happen. It gets sticky, and it's really sad. I'm sorry to hear it. And you know what it is called? It's called a schism when a church like that divides. A schism. But it's not just the Nazarene church. Nazarene church is grappling with this. The Methodist church is grappling with this. And this is the Methodist church had already divided into Methodist versus United Methodist. And I think it is the... I think it's the Methodists that are once again dividing. The Lutherans divided on it some time ago, and now they have Evangelical versus Missouri Synod. The Missouri Synod is the more conservative version, I believe. The one denomination, well, the Roman Catholics have not divided on it because the Roman Catholics, so much of the Roman Catholic faith is governed from the diocese, which is the state body that governs all of the state churches. And then that state body is governed by the national body, and then that national body is governed by Rome. So there would never be any, I don't think there would ever be any, the Roman Catholic Church might sell a church building, but they would never let a group of people take that church building with them. They would have to go find their own building. And that's why you see, okay, this particular church is going to meet in a bowling alley, and that's how they get started. Or they're going to meet in the basement of the library or something along those lines. So schisms are sad. I've not seen one. I've seen one come close. The faith that I belong to, rather than form a schism, what has happened is the older, more conservative members of the congregation find an older, more conservative, retired pastor that would be willing to conduct services once a week for them, and they find a place to have their little more conservative service and worship as they please. That's what I've seen happen. I've seen families leave churches because of certain issues like that. And sometimes it's been a really benign issue. A really weird, benign issue. Moving a certain figure in the church. Let's say there's a lectern up at the church where the Bible is, where you read from the Bible, and it's on the left-hand side. And a pastor comes along and says, I think I'd rather it on the right side, and he moves it. I've seen families leave. Oh, I can't believe he moved it on the left. He moved it on the right side. Oh, oh, oh. And they leave the church as a result of that. That I don't get at all. Because the message of the church and the teachings of the church haven't changed. I've seen they're just letting people show up in their shorts and flip flops now. And I'm like, okay, well, if you want to grow as a faith, you're going to have to be more casual because our world is becoming more casual. Yes, I too remember as a faithful Protestant, if you didn't have on a tie, you didn't go to church. I remember that well. Now I barely wear a tie. I don't wear shorts. I don't wear flip-flops. I see people who do. I'm not willing to go that far, but I will wear a polo shirt and nice slacks. And that was unheard of when I was a child. But you must evolve. Hey, everyone worships in their own way, right? But schisms are truly sad. And that's what's happened here with the Nazarene church. And I'm sorry to hear it. So I pray for them and any church that's in the midst of a schism. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. I understand it because I remember my grandparents being outraged by certain silly little things because everybody gets used to their own little thing. But in today's world, I think any prayer is good prayer. Any prayer that is godly is good prayer. 405-608-4377. Vandalism at the reflecting pool. There's more of it. And your thoughts at 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9 and The Drive. So that windstorm that came through sure wreaked some havoc in the Hera area. I know that if you've even, maybe your neighbor's house was affected and you weren't, now's the time to call and get an inspection from McRoof. If you've
experienced some damage, now's the time to have them come out and actually look at it. They can actually do the temporary roofing until the insurance company can come out and finish the whole job. My good friends at McRoof, that's how available they are. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by Roofing RX. And they won't repeat the past failures. They'll do a complete evaluation to see what needs to be done to your roof to fortify it. And then talk it over with your insurance company, because they're going to be a little hesitant, because we've had a pretty active storm season. Even though there hasn't been anything really catastrophic, we've had enough for the insurance companies to go, oh, yeah, maybe not. Get your free inspection today and be ready before the insurance company starts all its nonsense. 405-877-7663. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Have you got skills? Then take them to H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms and then put those skills to test on the indoor gun range. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with Range Rentals and find what exactly fits you. Then get a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe for the best burger in town. Have you got skills? Head to H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee, and you are going to love what you see.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
So you see how they all have to depend on people making and creating things in order for it to survive. It must be weird to hate nice things because people you hate like the nice things. If Trump said, "I love food," would these idiots starve themselves to death?
That was Greg Gutfeld on The Five last night. He was talking about the vandalism that's happening in and around the reflective pool. Now, the Democrats love to say, oh, there's algae growing in the reflective pool and the liner's coming loose. And all of that is due to vandalism, because people were putting chemicals into the pool to make the algae grow. They were putting chemicals into the pool so that the liner would fall apart, because they want the pool to fall apart and blame Trump. And then somebody took weed killer and painted 8647 on one of the grass lawns. That too has to be pulled up and replaced. And so Gutfeld specifically was talking about those who are willing to vandalize our national monuments because they hate Trump. So you hate America because Trump is the president. You hate our reflective pool because Trump is president. You hate our national parks and our national mall because Trump is president. What kind of idiocy is that? And what is that going to do to get rid of a president whose term limited anyway? 405-608-4377. So far, National Guard members are actually paroling the deck around the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pond to make sure that none of this happens again.
Patrols came 2 days after Trump said authorities had made multiple arrests of people he insisted were responsible for the damage to the peeling of the coating after the algae bloom occurred. He didn't insist it. Investigators thought it, too. That's why they made the arrests. They're making it sound like Trump is ordering the arrests, and he's not. At an executive order signing on Monday, President said 5 people had been arrested and 5 more were under suspicion, and he deflected blame for the pool's maintenance issues. Because we had it fixed. And if it hadn't been for these vandals trying to make it look bad just to make Trump look bad, we wouldn't be spending even more billion. And that's what they're trying to do. Oh, yeah, we got to make it look like he's going to be spending billions on fixing something with his own money. That's what we're going to do. Another whistleblower comes forward in the Biden family. How many is it going to take? Freedom 96.9, we'll get into that coming up on The Drive with Lee Matthews. And your calls, 405-608-4377, lmatthews at freedom96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. The Pentagon is requesting Congress for an additional $80 billion to cover costs from the Iran war. Question is, are Americans on board with this request?
Not only do they support it, they demand it because they won't allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and Deputy Secretary Steven Feinberg are lobbying senators. A flash flood threat is impacting millions across the central and southern U.S. A level 2 out of 4 risk is in place today for Kansas, Oklahoma, and northern Texas as more storms bring heavy rain. The threat could expand in Arkansas and Mississippi later this week. Wall Street took a tumble.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 45 points, the S&P 500 fell 107 points, and the NASDAQ dropping 579 points. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over 1 million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A fireworks stand near Broken Arrow suffered an estimated $60,000 in losses after a fire over the weekend. Thankfully, no injuries were reported, but the Oklahoma State Fire Marshal's Office says a preliminary investigation points to an accidental electrical malfunction in the lighting system. The stand has served customers for nearly 30 years and continues operating at 3 other locations. The family is hoping to reopen this location by this Wednesday. Elsewhere, OKC firefighters responded Monday morning to a jackknife semi that caught fire on I-35 near Northeast 36th. Crews quickly extinguished the blaze and assisted 2 people at the scene. No word yet on the extent of any injuries or what caused the incident. Several City of Oklahoma City online services will be available from 6 p.m. Wednesday, June 25th through 8 a.m. Monday, June 29th as the city performs maintenance and system upgrades. The outage will affect permit and business license applications, inspection scheduling, permit searches, and OKC Connect services. Utility billing systems, the utility's customer portal, and utility customer service phone lines will remain operational during the maintenance period. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into Clearsight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from Clearsight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with Clearsight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the Clearsight guarantee, and you are going to love what you see.
I don't want to say I'm old or anything, but I remember celebrating the bicentennial of 1976, and it was a big deal. It seemed like it was a big deal all year long, and I'm not seeing that kind of passion this time around. I don't know what it is, except that there's less patriotism. There's this idea that if you support the country, you're a bad person. I don't know what it is, but I don't feel it, and I know you don't either. So with that celebration coming up, Route 66's 100th anniversary is also tied into that. And coincidentally located on Route 66 is a Route 66 attraction, the new roundabout at El Reno at Route 66. Coincidentally, where? Frontier Auto Group is located. I'm Lee Matthews. They're a family-oriented business. Remind me to tell you the story of a dealership I see that's either, it must be closing its doors because the corporation that owns it no longer wants to be in the car business. Not so with Frontier Auto Group. They'll still check your engine lights, lower your tire pressure, check your low tire pressure, your weak battery, your AC, all of that, all at no charge. And their finance department's goal is to give you the best buying experience you have ever had. The owner and finance director actually are both aldermen, not aldermen, elders at their church. 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, Canadian County's number one auto dealer.
Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals. In my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen, especially if you were the one that created the heat. That's exactly what's happening in Great Britain, and I'll talk about it as the drive continues. On Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and the drive.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions. This evening, with cloudy and humid weather, there will be a couple of showers and the possibility of a heavy thunderstorm, which could bring flooding downpours, hail, and damaging wind gusts. The low will be 69. Tomorrow morning, there is a chance of a thunderstorm, with the rest of the day remaining cloudy and humid. The high will reach 85. Tomorrow night, anticipate breezy conditions in the evening, followed by partly cloudy and humid weather with the chance of a strong thunderstorm bringing hail and damaging winds. The low will be 72. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Who knew that the solution to transatlantic relations was barbecue and free refills? Just wait until we start taking them to gun ranges.
Nick Freitas, he's got it right. He's a YouTuber. To see the Europeans' reaction to free refills and barbecue, wait till we take them to a gun range. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I have had, well, I know the guys down at H&H Shooting Sports, and one of the more enthusiastic tourists that come through are Germans. And it may be Germans who are riding Route 66. It may be Germans who are just seeing the United States. But they've read about what H&H Shooting Sports is all about, and they go and they experience it and they love it. Because you can't really do that in any other country. I don't think as a citizen. Maybe if you're training for police or military, you can. But even then, many of their police don't carry guns. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9 and Lee Matthews and The Drive. British Prime Minister Stormer is out. What do you think? I think he should have never been in. He's so milquetoast and mealy-mouthed. How many more whistleblowers do we need? There's another one that's out with a book about the Biden administration. I'll get into that in just a minute. What do you think of the Supreme Court decision so far? We haven't found out about presidential powers nor birthright citizenship, but that's coming. What do you think of the unelected sheriff in Cleveland County? One analyst had a lot of criticism for Gettner Drummond. What do you think? 405-608-4377. Rusty writes, Lee, we have an anger management problem, but we do not have a stupidity management problem. We have anger management. I'm sorry. We have anger management in the United States, but we don't have stupidity management. Why is that? And Rusty, I believe it is because our stupidity management is called the public school system. So that's why we do have a stupidity management system. It's the public school system. All it does is crank out angry, stupid people, one angry, stupid person after another. Now, I know what you're going to say. Well, Lee, you don't have any sympathy for public schools or the public school teachers or how much work they do. I do have sympathy for it. I don't have any sympathy for the meddling amateurishness that comes from the teachers' union that are constantly trying to change the emphasis being on the student and change the emphasis to being on the administrator. Or the district, or anybody but the teacher. And then they institute these idiotic programs that are supposed to make it easier on teachers and administrators, and it ends up being harder on them, and the students don't learn. And then we find states like Mississippi, why are they doing so well? Why is Mississippi cranking out so many better grades students than anybody else? They went back to phonics. They went back to 1 + 1 = 2. They got rid of the word is cat. Here's a picture of a cat. And when you see this word, picture this animal. They got rid of 1 + 1 = 5. Well, why do you think that, Johnny?
Well, because if you cut the one into 3 pieces and the other one into 2 pieces, you can have 5. And therefore, 1 + 1.
Well, that's very good, Johnny. You came up with a good answer with some good reasoning, but it's wrong. We don't like our students to be throttled with absolutes.
Well, then you're not teaching. I'm sorry. There are absolutes in this world. And the sooner your child learns it, the better.
405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Lindy Lee, the former Democrat fundraiser who switched party affiliation over warnings about President Joe Biden's decline in 2024, is revealing new details about the red flags the party blew by. Whatever was out there, it wasn't truth. They wanted to go. They also, in my book, she said, I will be telling people exactly who was aware of Biden's cognitive decline, but pretended otherwise, she said. I get the idea that the reason this woman became a Democrat fundraiser and worked her way into the upper echelon of the Democrat Party was to write a book like this so she might not have to work again a day in her life. She's published a new book entitled Unburdened, and it's supposed to be out later this year, and adds to the picture of the internal discussions, the research, and the panic behind the scenes of the Democrat Party indicated that Biden enjoyed only shaky support, even among his own camp, long before he ultimately dropped out of the 2024 election. Above all, Lee said, she was shocked by some of the party's leading figures who expressed reservations behind the scenes about Biden's decline, but remain staunch defenders of the president in public. She said that she could remember texting Schiff and saying that Adam Schiff of California, then a Democrat candidate for Senate and top Democrat in the House of Representatives. She said basically Adam Schiff was very much wanted Biden to go.
Spokesperson for Schiff responded to Lee's claims, noting that the senator had made his doubts about Biden known publicly after the 2024 debate, where the president stumbled over his words, lost his train of thought, and spoke in a whispery voice that at times was difficult to understand. He eventually called for Biden to step aside in July. The senator's concerns and call on President Biden to not run was very public. So none of this is news, said a spokesperson, and they'd be right. I don't think anything that Lee has to write is going to be news. In fact, I think she missed the boat by about 8 months. This actually should have come out the last couple of months of the election. Then she'd have sold some books, but she wasn't willing to do that. Even beyond Shift, Lee, who ran a formidable fundraising operation for the party, was connected with a wide swath of its figures, said that many figures who were hesitant about Biden's cognitive abilities were afraid of putting themselves on the path of his political momentum. They didn't want to get ostracized by the party. It's like the axiom, you come at the king, you better not miss. Everyone would have missed, Lee said. And that's why the Democrat Party is in the state it's in right now. And you don't have to ask me about it. Talk to any moderate Democrat who's disappointed, so disappointed in their party. I remember how disappointed I was in the Republican Party when they kept nominating milquetoast candidates like John McCain, who was afraid to take any battle and lay it at the feet of his opponent, because he didn't want to appear to be angry or racist or misogynistic. And when you start thinking like that, you can never win. However, when he was running for president and acting afraid to be called a racist or misogynistic, at least his cognitive abilities were not called into question. My whole problem with him was political. It had nothing to do with cognitive problems. We knew this. We saw this. This is going to go down in history as the biggest fraud ever perpetuated on the American people. You can go back to Woodrow Wilson and say that was a big fraud. And yes, it was. And yes, the 25th Amendment should have been invoked. But it was only among two people. It wasn't an entire staff of an entire president that was trying to hide this problem. And they weren't trying to hide this problem because of politics. Because if they would, they would have had a better vice president. They picked Kamala Harris because she was a yes woman and she was black. And then when it became evident that he couldn't finish not only the term he was in, but another 4 years, not only another 4 years, but the term he was in, and then they were like, oh, we're stuck with this woman. We couldn't even fire her and get a better vice president that might do a better job in an election if they had, and they should have thought of that when they were picking vice presidents, but they didn't do that. You know why? Because the Democrat Party was already starting to divide. It was already starting to turn into a party that was attracting the likes of AOC and Ilhan Omar and many others. And now, as a former advisor to Cuomo and fundraiser for the Democrat Party, Melissa Doressa notes, the Democrat Party is the party of the uber socialist left, and they've become like a parasite to the party.
They're not Democrats, right? They're socialists, and they're essentially parasites. They've decided that they cannot win on their own by creating their own party, so they are going to latch onto the Democratic Party, feed off of it, with the overall goal of taking it over and killing it.
And that's been going on now. This isn't just happened. This has been something that has been happening gradually over the last, I'd say, 6 years. Maybe longer, at least as long as the AOC's Alessandria Ocasio-Cortez's have been members of the Democrat Party. Because Alessandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar were elected thanks to a Political Action Committee called Justice Democrats. And Justice Democrats have gone out and found the most socialistic women they could elect, making sure they were minorities, making sure they were going to toe the line, and that they were going to read exactly what Justice Democrats told them to say. And with the funding of George Soros and other organizations, they're slowly but surely trying to do the same in other Democrat races. And that is parasitic. They're trying to latch onto the Democrat Party and take the Democrat Party in that direction. What does this leave for moderate Democrat? Well, now even the most leftist doctor, well, I can't say the most leftist Democrat, but the RFKs of the world, who at one time were considered high-ranking Democrats, and even the Adam Schiffs of the world, who I don't like him as a person because I think he's a sleazebag, but he's not as on fire a liberal Democrat as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So where does that leave them in the long run? Now, right now, it leaves them with having to somewhat agree because that's where the fundraising is coming from. But sooner or later, they're going to have to leave the Democrat. Many are. Many are. Hey, I'm leaving the Democrat Party because it left me. Just like Ronald Reagan left the Democrat Party when it left him. He said, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. It left me. And he became a Republican. And that was in the 60s. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, when things were really getting radical. Mike writes, Lee, the phone was swamped, and I wanted to pass along the fact that when you were talking about the slaves on Friday and the 14th Amendment, the Confederate States and the Union Army had moved into those states, which means June 19th or Juneteenth was just a Texas event. Further, the Emancipation Proclamation freed slaves only in those states in rebellion. An executive order from the commander-in-chief would apply to them, but it could not change the law in the Union states on its own. There were five Union states that still had legal slavery early in the Civil War: Delaware, Maryland, West Virginia, Missouri, and Kentucky. All but Kentucky freed their slaves before the end of the war. Kentucky did not, and there remained over 100,000 people legally enslaved in Kentucky until the 13th Amendment was ratified on December 6th of 1865. Therefore, Juneteenth, as you mentioned, remains nothing but a Texas event, and slaves were not emancipated until December 6th, 1865. And I agree, Mike, and that's what I was saying on June 19th, Juneteenth. I was saying, okay, they're trying to make this the day that slavery died in the United States, and that is historically wrong. Slavery died on December 6th, 1865, when the 13th Amendment was ratified to the Constitution. So if the black community wants there to be a national holiday to remember when the end of slavery was, they need to make it December 6th, but they're not going to do that. They wanted a date that competed with July 4th. That's what they were trying to do. They were trying to manufacture a competitor to July 4th. They were trying to say, yeah, you white people, July 4th might be your Independence Day, but Juneteenth is our Independence Day. That's exactly what they were trying to manufacture. And as far as I can see, it hasn't worked. Because Independence Day, July 4th, that's the day all people in the United States became free by declaring their independence from Great Britain. All people from Great Britain. If you were a slave, you were a slave who was free from Great Britain. Later, you were freed by the 13th Amendment. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. You got to get the history right if you're going to get the holidays right. And Lee Matthews with The Drive. The government never makes anything easy. In fact, they go out of their way to make things deliberately difficult. And that's where you need somebody walking you through the process when it comes to signing up for Medicare. I'm Lee Matthews. That person should be Eunice Corey or one of the members of her staff at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. So if you are born in 1961, you're getting a lot of phone calls and emails and texts. It can be confusing, probably getting even more crap in the mail like election year.
I'm here to make your life easy if you are new to Medicare. So call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-858-5790. It'll be one of the best calls you make all year long, and the team will put together a plan that'll work for you from the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Again, call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Have you got skills? Then take them to H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms and then put those skills to test on the indoor gun range. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with Range Rentals and find what exactly fits you. Then get a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe for the best burger in town. Have you got skills? Head to H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 in Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
When I was 23 years old, I was diagnosed with inoperable Hodgkin's disease. There's a lot of different ways cancer can go. It's frightening, it's new, it's unknown, but having your people there is all that you could ever ask for. We are all just leading each other home. And that's what I think our job is.
Visit oklahoma.gov/OCCN to connect with the Cancer Survivorship Series.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Lots of headlines and lots of news. It's my job to get you through it so you know what's going on. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live right here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. And as always, as the breaking news happens, I will give it to you live. So stick around and tune in 11 to 2 weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. A fresh wave of Silicon Valley wealth could soon flow into South Florida. With OpenAI quietly filing for a confidential IPO along the market's debuts from aerospace giant SpaceX and AI rival Anthropic. Billions of dollars in overnight liquidity are about to be unlocked for executives and middle management alike. But instead of reinvesting in the Golden State, this incoming class of newly minted tech millionaires is already flooding Florida's real estate brokers with calls, triggering what experts say could be a rapid-fire tech exodus 2.0 measured in months, not years. The California area codes have already started showing up in Fort Lauderdale, Downtown Development Authority CEO President Jenny Morgan said. Despite its strong talent pool, Silicon Valley is absolutely a boring place to live compared to Miami. Real estate magnate Nafali Group said, mainly newly minted tech millionaires will likely use their liquid wealth to leave California for the Sunshine State. Last week, SpaceX stock continued to surge following its record-setting IPO on the NASDAQ, rising to more than 35%. It started trading. That briefly made the fourth largest global company by market cap before some of those gains were pared back, as usual. SpaceX's valuation success bleeds into the highly anticipated IPOs of OpenAI and Anthropic, which Reuters reported are both expected to list in late 2026. Once an IPO hits its public stock market, those paper shares or stock options that employees might own instantly transform into liquid tradable cash.
Constellation Research founder R. Ray Wang said that Goldman Sachs' $474 billion revenue forecast is the best entry point for investors. Nestled in between West Palm Beach and Miami, Fort Lauderdale is poised to welcome tech titans, according to experts. The low-key culture of Fort Lauderdale and its private neighborhoods could prove to be a refreshing change from the spotlight of California. Most experts admit they feel it's too early to tell when or where exactly the millionaires and billionaires will make their coast-to-coast move, but it says the migration won't solely be coming from California. I think what's notable here, though, is that more people are moving, are leaving California. More people are leaving California. More people with money will no longer be spending that money in California. They'll be spending it in places like Florida. Earlier, we had a caller who talked about how California, if you're a billionaire and you're leaving, they're going to try to make it where you you have to pay an exit tax. They're not going to be able to do that. There's no way they're going to be able. Now, they can say they're going to do it all they want, and the people like Gavin Newsom can say it all they want to try to keep their polling numbers up, but it's never going to fly. Ever going to fly from a constitutional standpoint. Tomorrow, more on the upcoming Liberty Fest 96, which officially is going to start on Thursday with a concert in the park. That's where I will be. And we'll be joined by a guest from that organization on Freedom 96.9.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.